they think that I'm going to hand them this handbook and like, okay, here's the words you use and this is what you do and this is how you meet new people. And it's like, no, it's just all about becoming confident in who you are and really like connecting with that piece of yourself.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. Everyone, welcome back to Social Equity, the podcast. It's Sophia Spolino, your favorite lesbian entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you're here, whether you're a straight ally or you're a lesbian. I've done the calculations, about 80% of my clients are lesbians. And today I'm bringing on the queen, lesbian mother, Jamie Messina, who has built a massive online community of lesbians around the world in Club Lilies. And if you are building a business, one of the most important things that you can do is build a community who likes, knows, trusts you. In fact, this morning we had a sell in our community. We had a new person come on board, and she wouldn't have been so quick to buy from me if she didn't feel that she knew me, that she could trust me. And having a community is the quickest way to do that. Before we get into the show today, I do a giveaway for every podcast, every episode. You have the opportunity to enter to win. You can share it in your story. You can screenshot, you tag me in the guest. You can share the Spotify, you can share the Apple and tag us. So if you're enjoying this, screenshot, tag it later whenever there's a podcast episode, tag it. And I give away a $100 Amazon gift card to those who share it. And this month's giveaway winner is Amanda Arlene Rose. Amanda, congratulations. Shoot me a email, sophia@sophiaspolino.com, and we'll be sure to get you your $100 Amazon gift card sent right over. Okay, so back to why we are here today. Building community is going to be the most effective way to make money and the most fun, because you're building a community of people you'd actually want to hang out with. I love that I get to say my clients are people I actually want to go on walks with, get cocktails with. And that is exactly what Jamie Messina is the master at. Let's get her on. I've got my adrenal cocktail here of all mixed juices and aloe vera. And I'm so, hi.
Hello.
Wonderful to see you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Me too. I saw your TikTok about spending it alone. I'm like, what's up? What about me?
I've had fun with lesbian TikTok. I've been keeping my relationship stuff private, but I am seeing someone. So there's that.
Good. There you go. You're not alone.
How are you today? Are you spending it alone?
No, I have dinner plans with some friends.
Hey, good for you. Okay, you're the queen of making friends online and building community. And I'm really happy to say that about 80% of my clients are lesbians. And I'm curious to know, as a life coach, as this huge community builder, like how many of your clients are typically lesbians that come to you?
99.9999. All of them are actually, I maybe have had one or two, but they're usually questioning as well. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. The questioning, and then they hang out with you for a little while and they're like, sold.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that part.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So can you tell us your story? Like, where did you get the idea to start Club Lilies? Because this has grown into something crazy. And when I met you on TikTok, I had no idea that Club Lilies was something I joined years ago.
Really?
Had no idea it was you. And it was one of the first things I did when I came out. I looked in my emails and it's like for 3 years ago, I had emails from Club Lilies.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pandemic. I was living in Boston, spent a lot of time on TikTok. And I don't know if you noticed, or you might have been one of those people. everything in my feed was about these people who were now just realizing their sexuality, like later in life, and that TikTok, it was like a big joke, right? Like TikTok was turning people gay or whatever.
Turned me gay.
Well, and so like, I'm a sociology major. Like, I love that. I love that. And I was like, what is this trend that's happening? Is there really a correlation here? And then I did. And then as I started to coach and really start my coaching business, I found that literally every single client that was coming to me had the same story, which was, I am realizing my sexuality later in life. And they found me through TikTok. And how do I meet people? What do I do? Where are the resources? They were asking for resources. And I was like, I don't think there are any. Like, let's try to find them. So I was like,
the lesbian handbook, that's it. You can Google that one.
And there is one. Yeah, there's that. But they like wanted more. And I'm like, all right, well, I have an opportunity here. These are potential clients that need support in that way. There are no resources. You know, it's hard for them to meet new people because they are older or they're all over the world and, you know, remote areas of the country and stuff like that. So I just was like, maybe we should start a Facebook group. And I literally made this TikTok and I was like, should I start a Facebook group? They were all like, yeah. So then I made the Facebook group and I'm like, hey, y'all, like, I made this Facebook group. Here's the link. Shut it off. Got COVID. Didn't pick up my phone for 24 hours and had like 2,000 requests to join in one in less than 24 hours. I was like, oh shit, what did I just do?
I love this, but I mean, that's called messy action. Like, you didn't think about it. You weren't like, I need to design the best Facebook photo cover. It was just go in, take action. You found a group of people who needed support and you're like, well, if I could put them all in one area, I could reach them better. I freaking love this.
Yeah. And I was really wanting to just create, because they kept asking for resources. And I was like, I was looking, and there were a few, there's some podcasts and stuff like that, but I didn't really have like some direct, I just wanted to just create them.
Yeah. Well, I joke TikTok made me gay. I always knew I was gay, but TikTok and seeing other women for the first time in my life, women who were feminine like me, say that they were gay, made me realize, wait, oh my gosh. And then I started researching compulsive heterosexuality and I was like, this is wild. So it's so important what you're doing, the work you're doing, letting women know like, hey, you're not alone in this. Like, we were literally raised to protect ourselves and we're taught by society that men are protection financially, physically, all these crazy ways that we don't know and it's subconscious. And I love what you're doing and I wish I would have known that there was a coach who could walk me through it back then. That wasn't something that I saw. I just saw women talking about it.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is like when people come to me for this topic, it really has nothing to do. They think it's okay, later in life I need this handbook or whatever, but really it comes back to like mindset and confidence and feeling and leaning into being true to yourself. And like, they think that I'm going to hand them this handbook and like, okay, here's the words you use and this is what you do and this is how you meet new people. And it's like, no, it's just all about becoming confident in who you are and really like connecting with that piece of yourself.
Yeah. I think that's everything. If you can become confident in who you are and be able to process, like, it's not bad. It's not wrong. It's not dirty. You don't have to be confused. You can just lead with this genuine desire. You wouldn't have it if it wasn't who you are, and take the next right step. But that's what people come to you for as a coach, even if they don't know it. They just probably need that next right step.
It all comes down to their mindset around anything, really. Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever people come to you, is it typically they're needing help coming out, or is it relationship issues?
Specifically for the Lilies, I think they just, there's a lot of different things. They're trying to deal maybe with a major life transition. So they might be still living with a husband and, you know, they're trying to feel confident about going out on their own for the first time in 20 something years. Or it might be that they don't feel confident in going out and dating, or they haven't done that in so long, or, you know, they're just worried about this transition. They have a lot of anxiety around it. I never like really coach people on how to come out. Like, if they came to me, I could support them in that, but there's no right or wrong way. No. You know, everybody is so unique. So it really is just around how do they become comfortable in their next steps, and what are their next steps to get them to the goal that they want to be, whether that is go out on their own or be able to become financially stable. And, you know, these are all things that stem from your life having a major major change in your 30s, 40s, 50s that they're uneasy about. They've never done this on their own. So maybe they need confidence around doing it on their own, building up their belief in themselves, breaking through limiting beliefs, or even, okay, I don't know what I want to do. Help figuring out, what do I want to do? Do I want to move somewhere else? Like, you know what I mean? I help them come up with the options and the different ways to go about whatever it is that they are, their next step is.
Yeah.
And then take action steps towards getting there.
I love it. What do you feel? Because as a coach, whether I'm coaching business or you're coaching people through their sexuality journey, when people need help with mindset, what is that most common belief that you have to uproot? What do you feel it is? Because I bet it's going to be the same for both of us on some level.
Chills, like when you said that, because I'm literally working on this right now. It's either, it's basically, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. You know,
not enough to take, because it's all a leap, whether it's starting your own business, or for me, it was this hybrid, because when I came out, I left a man partner to come out gay, and I left with just a little tiny bit of savings and my clothes. That was it. So I left and took a leap financially and took a leap sexually of, okay, this is who I am. And I had to just trust that knowing. And it did take a lot of belief in myself. Like, if I wouldn't have thought I was worthy of enjoying the kind of life I wanted, if I thought this is all I deserve, to stay in the closet, to stay small, to never have my own business, to never tell my story, I would have never done it. So as a coach, can you identify, like, what must have been in place for me to be at that point? Because you probably meet people right before they're at that point, right? Like, you're helping them get there. Like, what do you feel are the steps to get people to that point where they do actually find that worthiness? Because I had to find it. And what are the steps leading up?
So when that's the case, first of all, that never just comes out. They never know that, like, they don't feel worthy, or they don't feel capable, or they don't feel like they'll be enough. You know, they're afraid of failure. It really comes down, we have to break that down. And a lot of time it stems from, you know, just what we learned in childhood, and not even, it's no placing blame on your caregivers or anything, but it really is our domestication. You know, our innate feelings typically are told, if we feel a certain way and it doesn't go with the norm or how society is supposed to run, then we're told that that's wrong. And so we're taught to doubt ourselves constantly in our lives. So everyone is always doubting yourself, because you come out the womb and somebody tells you what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad, you know, who you should marry, how you should get married, what you should do, you should go to school, you go to work. And then if you have these other ideas, you get scolded, you get rewarded or punished based upon that. And your brain learns, because this is how the brain works, learns, okay, well, my initial thoughts and feelings, which are who we are at the core, that's not right, because this is what society, you know, government, our parents, our churches, whatever, are telling me is right. And so I must be wrong. And so you're taught to doubt yourself. And so that comes up as you grow up. It comes out in all areas of your life, especially if you're trying to make a move like what you did or what I do, which is very different from the, hey, you go to school, you go to college, you get a degree, you go to 9 to 5. Somebody tells you when you can use the bathroom, when you can, you know, when you get a paycheck, when you can take vacation. We're taught to take, you know, what other people say and do it.
Yeah.
And when we think for ourselves, it's like, whoa, this is scary. Like, you're free falling.
Yeah. It's absolutely scary. But it sounds like what you're saying is you have to identify where you were told that, to go back to it and pull it up, or at least identify it. Be aware of where that first seed of insecurity, where the first time you were taught you can't trust yourself, and identify that that was something you were told as a little girl. And we're no longer little humans. We are grown-ups. We can make our own choices and take the leap. It's going to be worth it. I know for me, it was like seeing evidence that other women had gone before me. And it was like, oh, if she could do this, then I can do this. And I think that that's what we, honestly, that's the majority of our job as coaches, is being that example. I'm sure for you, it's like living this lifestyle where you make those healthy choices every day so your clients can see you lead. As a leader of such a big community, do you share, do you ever blend the coaching into that? Do you like sell in that community, and do you share like the progress you made in your life in that community?
For sure. for, but first and foremost, I just want you all to know, as soon as I get my move done, I'm moving from building to building, I am joining your coaching to help me take my business to the next level.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I definitely share that in there because I think that, especially for people who, lesbians in general or being gay in general, you're already, I know it's a different time now and it's way more accepted, but a lot of the people in our community are 30 and above, and a lot has changed in the past 10, 15, 20 years. And so they really do have these beliefs that are ingrained in their head. And I'm really intrigued by neuroscience and how the brain forms and neural pathways are formed and then how to reprogram that. And I had to reprogram a lot around my beliefs about myself. I forget your initial question. Oh, do I sell in the community? So I know that they all can benefit from that type of stuff. I don't overly do it in there, but I do like to tie things in. But I also, that's, the reason why I've been watching you and following along with you is because I would love to take it to the next level and reach more people. You know, I have a goal of rippling out to at least 1 million people.
I have goosebumps. You're going to do it. Like, I can see you leading retreats. Like,
oh yeah,
you've got this purpose in your heart that's so big, and you genuinely want to help these people. Mm-hmm. You do. And I think that's where the difference between a true service provider and coach and influencer, that's the difference. Like, you actually freaking give a fuck. Like, you care so much about every single woman that comes across your comments. Like, I can tell by the way that you TikTok with integrity, and you're not just there to sell, you're there to be real and have real conversations. And that's why so many people jumped into your community. Right now, how many people are in Club Lilies?
We have like 7,400 at the moment. Super engaged though. For like a Facebook group, I'm like, it's just highly, highly engaged. In there, like, people are really, we have people meeting up literally all over the world. We had people marching in Australia in a march. This past weekend, they had a group of women in Orlando get together. Like, people are having meetups everywhere. And we do take retreats or vacations right now, but I would like to be more focused on the whole retreat part. People have already got engaged and married from meeting in the group. Like, it's a lot. Like, it just went crazy.
That's amazing. Okay. So what is the leadership traits that you had to take on to run this? Because I know engagement doesn't just happen on its own to keep these groups alive. You have to put in work. What does that look like for you to manage a group of 7,000 women every day? Do you do something every day, honestly? Or is it something that you could let go every few days? Like, what does that look like?
I'll tell you, I was really lucky. So since I had those initial clients when I first went in, I immediately brought some people on. We call them the Club Lilies bouncers, who helped me to navigate. But honestly, it was a learning process. At first, it was kind of like a shit show. And I was like, okay, this is a lot. Like, we can't just have any. People are fighting. And so we had to create some
lesbians.
Uh-huh. So we had to set some, and this was a learning process. We had to set some rules and some guidelines. We had to enforce them and not waver on them. They were just, this is black and white. These are the rules. And then eventually, I had my first, I promoted this coaching program that we were doing in there called A Core Wound Healing. And our initial people who first joined that, it was like a 7-day thing, became really close. And so people that I began to trust, I brought on as bouncers. And they really run the show for the most part for me, because it's a full-time thing. Like, I'll go in and help approve and stuff like that, but I kind of gave them the reins. And, they do, like, they used to do something called Mask Monday and Shoot Your Shot Sunday and, like, different things. And they change it up sometimes. And they'll come to me with ideas and ask me, and I'll be like, yeah, like, so I really have a team of people that are helping me to run it. And they are, without them, I think we would have been long gone, because I was getting stressed when people were having drama. And I was like, I have to work. Like, what are we doing?
So what you're saying is so good. Like, in order to scale something, even a group where you're not charging people to come in, but to have access at your fingertips to these warm, hot leads, you have to have help. And I know that for me to get to where I'm at, I've had to scale. And it's so funny. The other day I had one of my friends tell me, they were like, wait, I never had someone do that for you. And I was like, how do you think that I've gotten this far? Like, it takes a village whenever you get to a certain level, especially the more impact you make as a coach, as a community leader, you're going to make more money the more impact you have on people's lives, but it's going to take more. There's only one of you, right? So you need people who you have your same vision and who could get behind you. So I'm so glad that you found them and that you're able to lean into support. I know for me as an entrepreneur, it took a year ago was my first time that I made hires, and everything changed. I was able to make so much more money because I was able to say, I'm willing to delegate this, and I'm a control freak. I probably need a life coach with you for my control. So it's been a challenge, but being able to say, hey, I need help. Just like you're saying, hey, Sophia, I want to be in your program. I need help. Like that's the first step to every solving any problem, being able to admit, like, I need a little support. So bravo to you, Rob. You for getting for sure. Here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what was the inspiration behind the name Club Lilies? Is this like a lesbian theme? Because I'm not familiar.
So I had one client from TikTok before the group come on, and she had said something about lilies, but I didn't know what she meant. And then when I was thinking about it, I was like, she said lilies, is that it? And then I started to think of the acronym late in life, Lil, or late in life, Lil, late in life, Les. So LILLES. So I'm like, oh, an acronym. So I'm like, let's run with it. Let's make it that. And then I had found out that there was actually a previous Facebook group called Lilies, like spelled like the flower, that was for a similar type of people. I didn't know that till after I already had made it. It for me, it was based on the acronym Late in Life Less.
Okay, because I was like, why is Lily spelled different? I didn't understand. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. I love it. Love it. So for you, were you a late?
I actually hate the flower, by the way. I did not want to spell it like the flower. I had a cat once that I really loved, and somebody sent me a flower bouquet with a lily in it, and he licked it and died. So I hate the flower. I did not want to spell it like the flower. I'm like, we're doing a new thing with this word.
Wait, a cat can die from the flower?
So anyone who has a cat, don't get bouquets with lilies.
Oh my God. Okay, that just took a sad turn. I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, God. But it's okay. We're reclaiming the word. We're reclaiming the word.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad. Okay, so you are like a cat lesbian. The stereotype is real.
Yeah. I like dogs too, but I have a cat. I'm surprised he hasn't jumped up here yet.
I love it. I love it. Okay, What makes you a late in life lesbian? Are you just excited to lead late in life lesbians? Or did you actually come out late in life?
I am not a late in life lesbian. I have known since I was 5 years old. I came out when I was 18 in like the year 2001. The reason I made the group was because all of my clients were having that issue, and there was no place for them. And so I did it for them. And I have actually, you know, I had some people be like, what do you think you are? I'm like, listen, there was no spot. I made it. So I am not a late in life lesbian. I have been through the process. And I think there are some different challenges when you come out later in life. And I've learned through working with people through that what those are. But ultimately, you know, I did go through the same thing. I was just younger.
Yeah. No, we all go through it at a different phase, different time. But ultimately, it's the same process. I think what makes it scary is people coming out later. It's like you feel like you're having to give up so much to get your truth. Like everything, like you've got to let go. You've got to shed a lot more maybe. But at the end of the day, there's many 18-year-olds or even younger who don't even feel safe in their own homes, which is so sad. So they're unable to come out. They feel like they're trapped in their own way. We've got someone commenting. Janice says, Club Lilies birthed me. Thank you, Jamie. Aww. You love it. Sweet. I'm sure you get incredible stories all the time.
Yes. I mean, because some people don't, you know, that was the thing. You can't find a group of friends that are going through what you're going through, if you live, like for me, it's easy. I live in St. Pete, Florida. I feel like it's the lesbian capital of the world. Okay.
From what I've heard.
If you're in like, yeah, if you're in like Kansas or in the middle of the country, you're the token gay, first of all, but then like, you're definitely not like, I was trying to connect people so they could share their stories, because the way that we get through tough situations, I believe, is like by relating to other people and by sharing stories and understanding that you are not alone. So that was the whole point, you know. And I know a lot of people, you can, when you feel alone, you can get to a really, really low point. And that to me is a passion of mine. Like earlier you had asked or said, you know, I can tell that you're passionate about what you do. The reason why I'm here is because my life was saved by this type of shift in mindset and connection with other people. And that is my passion. Like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't because of that. And so, yes, I wanted people to realize they weren't alone, to share those stories, to be able to meet friends, whether even if it meant that they were across the world, but to be able to Zoom with somebody or meet a new friend and have that to help you keep going on. That was the whole point.
Oh, so good. Yeah, you're definitely not alone. I know for me, when I came out and I started sharing and I was going viral as I came out, millions and millions of views, women around the world daily would just send messages like, because of you, I'm filing for divorce. Like, this is my last sign. Because of you, I'm leaving now. Because of you, I'm going to not go to college. I'm going to just leave and go live my truth, because I was going to be controlled if I had to go to college, and my parents would pay for it, but only if I don't do this or that. And it's just like, wow, so many people are living their truth. And when we liberate ourselves and we share our stories, we have no idea many of the time how many people we liberate by liberating ourselves. And my word for 2024 is multiply. Ooh. Everything I touch, I want it to multiply. Every woman that I get to impact, I want her impact to multiply. Like, okay, I teach you something, Jamie, when you come into the PPP program, and because of that, you're able to affect and impact millions more women. That is powerful. And the women you helped, like just now, I think how many women, that one lady who's like, Jamie, you helped me. Now she's going to go help another woman and be like, look, I see you. I've been through this. Because I did it, you can do it. That's so powerful. Before we get to the end, I want to know your story. You said there's like this moment where everything shifted for you. Do you feel comfortable sharing that?
Absolutely. It's depressing, but it's not, because we end up here. Okay. But,
Hang on for the ride. Let's go.
up until, you know, 27, 28 years old, I was just on this downward spiral. My anxiety and depression were overcoming. I really didn't feel like I had a sense of purpose. I had no confidence. I really, all of my thoughts were negative about myself. And, but there was always like this little thing poking me, and I just didn't know where it was coming from. But I had hit pretty much my rock bottom at 27, and I wound up on one of my friend's doorsteps, like crying. And I was like, listen, I really want to take my life, but I can't, because my niece, nephew, and other people, I was worried about other people. And so I'm like, that's not going to happen. So what do we do? Because if I can't end my life, I need to learn how to live and really be alive. And she didn't know what to do either. But ultimately, she decided, she was a semi-professional tackle football player for the Boston Militia at the time. And she's like, let's work out. Yeah. So we went to the gym every day with each other, except she was a tackle football player and I didn't really know how to work out and this, that, and the other thing. You know, but I was just determined. This is where Gus comes in. Some people call it God, universe. I call it Gus, God, universe, source.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm so into it.
Yeah. Gus came in and saved me. She got an email around the same time that we were doing this from an old sorority roommate that was like, hey, I'm doing this like online fitness program thing. It happened to be Beachbody. It was like, do you know anyone that would want to? She directed me to that. I was like, yay, I don't have to go to the gym and look dumb. Give me this thing. I started being put into these online groups where I knew what to do because I was working out. It's telling me what to eat. But then I was surrounded by a community of people who had the same goals. They were all positive. They were focused on healthy things. They were encouraging personal development and growth. So podcasts and YouTubes. And I just, within the first 90 days, my first program, the shift, not so much of my body, that I did not get the before and after, like that extreme as the infomercials, but in my mind was like, holy hell. I was looking up. I was smiling at people. I actually felt happy for the first time in my life, really. And so I just like was like, holy crap, I need to do this. Like, this is what I need to do. And so I shifted that way. And I did some fitness coaching for a while, but ultimately I really got obsessed with the weight between our ears and losing that. And I got really intrigued, and I'm a dork kind of, and I love neuroscience. And I'm like, wait a second, you can reprogram your brain? This is amazing. What do we do? So I started like learning about that stuff, and like it just kept going and going and going and going till ultimately we ended up here. But the thing that led me to really wanting to coach in the way that I do was, at the time that this shift began to happen, I was working at a restaurant where everybody kind of hung out after. It was a bunch of kids, and we all hung out after, and like we had it. And there was this bartender who I felt like was the life of everything, one part of the life in my eyes. And I would see her, and everyone when I came in to be like, "You're looking good. Like something's different about you, blah blah." And I'd be like, "Yeah, I lost like an inch," but I never talked about this up here. Yeah. And then one day I learned that she had taken her life, and. It kind of hit me like across the face, because at that time I was sharing a lot about how you could get abs and how you could lose weight, but I never mentioned what I had gone through with my own struggles with anxiety and depression and how that was changing, because that, for me, that was embarrassing, but nobody talked about that stuff, right? They'd talk about it if a famous person, you know, ended their life, they'd talk about it for a few days, but then we didn't talk about that. And so when that happened, I questioned, you know, had I talked more about that aspect, could she have seen that? And maybe you were asking questions about that, and could that have changed her? And so the way that my life was saved, I was like, I don't care how annoying people think I am. I don't care that they hate that I'm posting about this. I don't care if it embarrasses my family or whatever. I'm going to share these things because it saved my life. Maybe it could have saved hers. And moving forward, even if we save one person, this is what we're going to do. And wow. So I really got focused on that part, because sure, I had got a lot of muscle at that time and I looked really good, but what it was about was like, I actually felt joy in the morning. I actually was excited to live, you know, and I wasn't just alive. I was actually like living.
Buzzing. You know? Yes. So. And what you just said really like hit me. It's like, she was the life of the party. People thought she was happy, right? This person that passed, like that's, nobody knows, and people suffer in silence. And you don't know if you're watching this and you're a coach or a creator, like you don't know if you sharing your story helps someone that you'll never know. You'll never know how it impacted someone. I know how my music's impacted people just because they leave me messages or the right emails. And I know a few, but I don't know all. And it, the first time I ever got a message like that, or the first time you've heard a message like, wow, Jamie, what you did like saved my life, what you shared saved my life. It feels like it's worth it. Like for me, it is like the one person, as you say, God, universe, source, no matter what you believe in. Lately, I've been like dabbling back in my Christian roots and like feeling like mystic Christian. I've been thinking about the words of Jesus, and it's like he was willing to leave the 100 sheep to go after the one. And when you want to create content that's going to be effective, that really means something to somebody, you have to be willing, like you said, I don't care how this embarrasses me. I'm here to change if it saves one life. If it helps one woman, and if you have that attitude, you're going to get on camera and you're going to communicate with so much more clarity and certainty and peace in your heart about what you're sharing than if you get on camera and you try to talk to the whole world. If you're like, this is for that one woman who needs to hear it, you can get on, you could tell your story. It could feel like a FaceTime call. You feel comfortable. People feel that on the other end of the camera, and you're able to actually help people, actually take people into your community, actually say, hey, come here, you're just like me. And that's really what we're doing online. And we are literally looking women in the eyes and going, hey, like somebody's watching this right now. And they're like, I see myself in Jamie. I see myself in Sophia. And all it takes is the willingness for us to share our stories for you to go, oh, okay, there's connection there. And when you're creating, remember guys, as you build your communities, what helped Jamie was not talking about just her accomplishments in fitness. It was sharing the vulnerability and the pain and people connecting to the pain. Mm-hmm. And sadly, as humans, I'm sure you know this because you've studied the brain, we connect over pain so much easier than it is to connect over pleasure. So if I got online and all I talked about was, I make $15,000 to $50,000 a month using social media because I know what I'm doing. Well, that's nice, but I can't say that until I have people connect with my story and connect with like what it actually took to get there. And they see me as a real person. And then it's possible for you because I did it. Right. They have to make those connected dots. So I love that you shared. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing. And and creating a group from your heart, like literally with no intention to monetize it. But girl, it is time. It is time to monetize it for good and like put wealth into the hands of you who has a good purpose.
Yeah.
It is time.
You know what's crazy too is Gus came and it wasn't, that was way back in like 2010, 2011. And it was this past year, a client who found me through Club Lilies. We were in the middle of Costa Rica on a boat. She's from the middle of the country. She allows me to share this story. She's been on my podcast. She has 6 kids under the age of 11. She had already had a plan to end her own life. She threw a Hail Mary pass to me. She saw that core wound healing thing. She's like, I'm going to try this one last thing. Fast forward through several coaching groups and one-on-one coaching. We're in the middle of Costa Rica in the ocean. We're on a boat. And she looks at me and she's like, listen, I have plans to end my life. And because of you, like, I'm living now. She's been on our trips with us. She has completely transformed. Not only that, she met a fitness coach on our trip. She's down like 50, over 50 pounds, like just thriving in life. And so I feel like she is, that's why the whole journey of coaching started for me. And like, that was just Gus being like, you said you wanted to save one. Here's the one that you can actually like see, and this is it. And I'm sure for every one person that reaches out to you and says something like that, there's probably like 20, 30 that like don't.
Yeah.
But think the same thing. And that's what keeps you going through the haters coming at you, people trying to say, well, who do you think you are? And this, that. It's those people. So like, yeah.
Wow. I literally almost teared up. It's like, oh, that's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I think especially just speaking to my queer audience, your queer audience, like we've felt so alone, no matter whether you've come out late in life or you knew since you were a kid and you were able to come out since you were a kid. You feel like the black sheep, or as I say, the psychedelic sheep. Like you feel a little bit not normal, and there's nothing more powerful than seeing someone who is also queer accomplish the same thing, because we're not always represented in media. It's getting better. Mm-hmm. I think for femmes, it's still hard because we're like super sexualized if we mm-hmm. are represented at all. But it's so cool to look at someone and go, look, Jamie can do it. I can heal. Sophia can do it. I can make money. That, like, whoever's listening, I want to know, actually. I'm sure Jamie wants to know. If you're listening to this as a podcast later, I don't care if it's, like, 2 years from now, shoot us a DM and let us know. Like, that podcast was for me. I'm the one. If you're watching the replay, I'm so, so glad that you've been here. And I would love for my audience to be able to follow you, Jamie, and be a part of Club Lilies. Are you accepting new members? How does this work? How do they find you?
100%. All the links are in my bio to Club Lilies. I would tell people to search it, but because the name's spelled different, they're like, where is it? I can't find it. I would also love for people to find you. One of the goals, by the way, of Club Lilies is to create, you know, I want to pull us up. Bootstrap, you know, pull us up from within, because you know we're women, we are part of the queer community. That translates to making less money, just statistically, you know, that's just how it is. And so how we empower, we're going to empower ourselves from within, share each other's businesses, hire people that are part of Lilies or part of the community, and just really focus on that, so that we yes. can pull ourselves up and not have to be like, well, you know, lesbians don't make any money, so we don't get to do, or, you know, they can't have yes. their own business, or they can't. That is one of the goals, the bigger goals of the group.
I love it. Okay. We're going to talk privately and collaborate on how this could happen. And yeah, we're going to figure something out, because I want you in the program. I know that it's going to be so, I mean, right now, I'll just give you like a little bit of coaching at the end of this call. Like, you have hot leads in the palm of your hand. You have good intention for them. So it's a matter of how do you take people who already trust you and like you and just start nurturing about what you sell more than you've done before and in a more effective way. I'm curious, have you ever studied, because you love brain, have you ever studied sales psychology?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. So my program is peppered with sales psychology throughout. And once you get to a certain module, it's more heavy in that. But throughout the program, we dive into it. And once I was able to just learn a few foundational things, you're able to sell with more confidence. And until you get to that place of confidence, you feel like this icky used car salesman, and you're like, feel uncomfortable. But what you got to know, like, if I can just leave you with this, Jamie, is like, you have a gift. You've been through so much, and you know that your purpose is to help women who were in the same space as you, right? Like 2 to 20 steps ahead, behind where you're at. That's what we do as coaches. So if you can remember, if I, how do I say it? I always say it and I'm blanking, but selling is sharing. If I don't sell, I'm not sharing, I'm gatekeeping. If I don't sell, I can't profit from my purpose. If I don't share, I can't profit from my purpose. And you need to have those two words in your brain reprogrammed: selling is sharing, selling is sharing. Because at the end of the day, what you have to offer people is true transformation. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in it, which I know you do, if you can get behind communicating that very clearly, clarity and certainty, the outcome that people are going to get from working with you, you'll be able to sell so, so much more. And so I want to dig in strategy and I want to hear the program. If anyone else wants to join with Jamie, just DM me PPP, or if you're curious, you're like, Sophia, I want to learn more, I'll send you a free training. I have an incredible free training. It's a little over 20 minutes. Have you seen that, Jamie? No,
I'm intrigued. Okay. I can't wait to move to start. Like, you know, I've been watching you for a while. You know that. So
yes. Okay. Well, listen, I'll send you the free training right after this. And then we will have anyone else who's curious, whether you're listening to this podcast in a month or you're watching the replay or right now, DM me the word PPB. That stands for Profitable Personal Brand. That's the name of the program. Just DM PPB. We want to get that free training in your hands. It's so valuable that if people just followed the free training and were enough of a self-starter, they could build an empire with the free training alone. So I know that. I also know that it helps to have a coach to walk you through step by step. So if you want to take it further after that, I'll be happy to get on a free strategy call to see if you're a good fit for the program. So I only want women who are going to take action so I can share your success stories selfishly, right? And help you make more money. When you make more money, I make more money. So that's how that works. And Jamie, is there any way that people can inquire about your coaching?
Yeah. So again, the link in my bio, or it's Jamie Coaches. I spell my name like Jaime. So Jaime, jamiecoaches.com. There's all the information is there about the group, about, you know, setting up a time to chat about if we'd be a good match, you know, and stuff like that. So the website, all the links are in my bio here, but it's also jamiecoaches.com.
Awesome. And do they directly book a call to work with you, or is there like a clarity call?
Send me a message inquiring about coaching. We get on a Zoom. We talk about, you know, what it is that they're looking for, if we'd be a good match, because sometimes, you know, it's important for me to direct people to another person if I can't truly help them in the way that they need. Yes. So yeah, it would be like a opportunity, like clarity call to see if we'd even do well together and if I have the tools to help them to get to where they want to get.
I love it. That's so authentic. And I mean, I think that's beautiful. Okay, guys, if you want to work with Jamie, shoot her a DM, or if you have any questions for her, shoot her a DM. And same for me. If you have any questions, I'll be there for you. I hope you have an amazing Valentine's.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpellino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.